Well, there is a need for it. It has been shown with different states that have need to different cities and states that have need to exchange programs that it is much more effective when combating AIDS that the addicts, individuals that are using drugs intravenously have more access to needles. And our program was a one-for-one, and now it's more of a demand so that they will have access to more clean needles so that you don't have a sharing of dirty needles.
Is there a limit to the number of needles that a person can get under this exchange? I mean,
well, we were looking at capping it at a certain level at either 50 needles, but we just didn't want... That hasn't been finalized.
That has not been finalized yet. There are some who will see this and say the city's encouraging these addicts not to get help.
Absolutely not. No. Of course, we're not encouraging drug abuse. Baltimore City, like other large major cities, has a drug problem, a drug abuse problem, and we are trying to combat the spread of disease, and we're trying to deal with a public health issue, and this has been shown as an effective way to do it.
The health department last week came out with a warning about a particularly dangerous form of heroin that led to 37 deaths in Maryland alone. It's caused other deaths around the country. Is this bill a part responsible?
No, it's not. It's not a knee jerk. This is something that has been well thought out and has been looked at best practices, and we are we're trying to get before the curve instead of behind.